Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Freeside, the needle, shining city of splendor in the sky, a meeting and breeding ground for the 1% of the 1%, those perfect humanoids that own the megacorps that in turn rule over life on this strange, brave new world of Earth 2075. The arrivals bar in Freeside is in uproar, alarms wailing while pulsing sirens flash an angry red. A red which at this moment reminds you all too well of the flashing subdermal lights angrily blinking at the back of each of your necks. Lights which remind you of the grafted sacs that at any moment could rupture, delivering a deadly myocardic toxin directly to your brains. You have little time left. Johnny's concert has been cancelled and the audience are all but rioting. As the police make their way through the crowd towards you, you still have a second or two to act.
Am I lying on the stage?
That's a good point. Let's paint the scene. So right now, Filge, you have just tried to tackle Johnny to the ground to skateboard him backstage, which did not work and was perhaps ill-advised. So you are sitting sprawled at the lip of the stage. Friezo, you stuck a gun to your head and tried to reason with the artist of his generation. It didn't work, and failing that, you fired Beanie Davis, your cop summoning shotgun, into the air. And the RS yes. Microtechnology Police are already working their way through the crowds.
Oh,
Bobby, you tried to impersonate Raoul Chamgalane, brilliant fashionista, to get backstage. Unfortunately, they recognized him from a live stream of an event in Prague, and as a result, didn't let you through. So you are slightly humiliated and nonplussed near the door. Baston, you were still basically in convulsions from being Johnny's greatest fan.
Oh my God.
You're having a moment.
Yeah.
Really, you didn't do much other
Look,
than after
tried.
That.
Look, I tried. Look, what happened? Anyway.
We've got to get his autograph.
Well, let's try the door that they just went through.
Yeah, so we race towards the backstage door.
Okay, Bobby.
I roll towards the door so the people who aren't looking down can't see me.
You're scooching on that little skateboard?
Are you rolling like that fat kid from Hook who can like do a cannonball?
That's right.
Well, also she had one of the skateboards
So I forget I had the skateboard, so I'm just clutching the skateboard and rolling.
If you go on its stomach, we can like a battering ram. Use you as a batting ram.
Okay, great. You guys, Bobby, you're the nearest to the door. You make your way to the door first, and you test it, and it is ajar.
No, it's a door, mate. Okay, we all had a lot of fun.
Johnny's minders were in such a hurry.
Oh, my goodness.
No, just ignore him. Ignore him. If you pay attention, it gives him power. Fucking 2 minutes in every time.
I make a dash for the door.
Yeah, you make a dash for the door. It is ajar. You make your way.
Yep.
Through.
And I'm going to follow Johnny's signature fragrance.
All right, I'm actually going to say you make your way through the door too. Yep. Now, Friezo, they're zeroing in on your location. So as you are making your way to the door, you feel a hand clamp on your shoulder.
I turn around and it's a man who gives me $1 million. Thanks, Dave.
No, it is not. It is a dressed in the ironed and sort of pressed uniform of Ares Microtechnology. It is a man whose pins on his shoulder identify him as a sergeant.
Oh, they iron their uniforms here. Very fancy.
Look, well, you did come from a place, you were not an hour ago, a place where people wear people's skulls as a fashion accessory, so that would probably be pretty impressive, yes.
So I'm still dressed, are we still dressed as security guards?
You are dressed.
You and Best Honor.
But you are dressed as security at the Haystack Casino downstairs.
Ah. Seems to me that you're a little lost, son.
No. Free time. I was working as a security guard, and this is my 4 weeks of paid annual leave that I'm taking here at Freeside.
Are you still holding a shotgun?
Yes.
some interesting hobbies you got there.
Yes, I like shooting. It's
crowded buildings.
Yeah, I carry my gun. My body is my castle. I'll protect it at all costs.
See, what's interesting about that gun, though, is that's not an ordinary shotgun. That's a police-issue shotgun.
And well, as he says that, he takes out a remote, scans it, and the red blinking light on the side of Beanie Davis goes still.
Yeah, so that's like we responded to that.
Would you believe that
it seemed like an officer was in distress.
Yes. Now, before I continue this conversation on with you, how do I know you're a police officer?
It's a good question, Ben.
I mean, really?
You have to show him, otherwise it's entrapment.
Yeah.
And he takes out... Oh, does he have a holo badge or something?
No, yeah, he does. He unpins a little chevron on his pocket, and it is encrusted with the golden eagle and shield design of Ares Microtechnology. Oh, I suppose bull would be more likely. Bull and shield design of Ares Microtechnology.
So in one hand, he's holding... He's got one hand on my
shoulder.
Do I
have friends? I feel like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you have about 12 other cops.
Can they see what's going on?
What they're... Yeah, they're...
I'm doing it, Michael!
Or are they through the crowd?
No, okay, about three of them are close. No, actually two. He signaled for two to follow him as he came in. So there's three all up.
There's Michael and there's Sally.
Oh, wait.
Michael has a high voice.
All right. Wait. So these are your cop friends? How do I know they're cops?
Can I tase him?
No, you can't. Not immediately. I mean, but what are you trying to do here?
I think that's unrealistic.
I basically want to get. Oh fuck! I'm casting Crown of Madness.
No. What do you want? What do you want to do?
Sometimes you have to face difficult conversations. I've noticed a thing recently, which is when an awkward conversation at the table starts, you kill someone rather than finish it.
What I was gonna do, if I wasn't in vision of the other people, I was gonna, given that his hands were full, one of them on my shoulder and one of them holding a badge, I was gonna press the shotgun into his belly and take the badge.
And then what? Honestly, I want to hear this out.
No, but
then I would pretend to be an undercover cop and get backstage and probably arrest
you.
Know,
I've got an idea if you.
No. I'm going to.
No, I'm just going to say. I'm just going to say that is horrible. But there is a lot of confusion in the room. There are bodies pressed tight to each other. If you want to try a move like that, you may get away with it without the other cops noticing it. He'll All probably right. tell them pretty quickly.
Now, is there a... Yeah, but then they're going to ask this who the real cop is, and I'll show them the badge.
Are they, or...
Now, is there a way I can make this a
charisma
check?
Before you die on this hill...
Is there a way I can make this a charisma check?
I'm just telling you, like...
And not a deception check?
Is there... Deception is based on charisma, you maniac.
Oh, in that case, I do that thing. Oh, no, deception, not intimidation. I'm not particularly intimidating.
No, you're right.
It is
intimidation. But isn't intimidation charisma as well?
Yes, but I've got minus one intimidation, but plus six charisma.
That's not right. You've done that wrong. Nah. I'm going to say that you have... I'll look at it later. Let's assume you have plus six intimidation as well.
Come on. What do I need to get, Dave?
Somebody speak up if there's a reason why he would.
The charisma is dice. In his saving throws column. Not
oh, you're looking at your saving throws. Yeah. Yeah. Your mong?
Oh, it's...
Is that fine? What does that mean?
No, it's a very bad one.
I think it's a very
bad one. In my head, that was a nonsensical syllable. So
one of the great things about that is the economy of the offence there, because it's both ableist and racist.
Totally
in
four letters.
In four letters, yeah.
But you've offended a lot of people. Yeah. All right.
All right.
About 90 people just left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to try and take the badge.
Okay, that's an intimidation check. That is going to be DC 15.
Alex can attest to that.
It's an 18.
Plus 6 is 24. Give me the fucking badge, cunt. Sorry. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Now, the wonderful thing about the economy of offensiveness there is that
I am...
We're not in the desert anymore, mate.
I haven't had a lot of wins lately, so I just wanted to take that one.
Also, and also, like, can I say that this is... in Australia, so...
This is on our own podcast, not on Dungeons & Dragons Twitch stream, where we have standards.
That's true.
Do we?
I press the shotgun into the cop's belly and I say...
Okay, he hands it over to you without a fuss. However, you now need to make one more check for me, which is a sleight of hand check. And this is easier. It's with advantage because there's so much going on, but you need to also get DC 15.
I rolled a 1 and a 4.
He's so scared that he gives you the badge, but his two cops notice that you've pulled a gun on their superior officer, and one of them reaches for his taser while the other one reaches for a gun. You have seconds to act.
All right, I cast Crown of Madness on the man.
That's your action?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, you begin to cast spell Eldritch Signals, both familiar,
Dave.
I know, he
all
doesn't.
Right. Okay.
they do, he doesn't.
Wait, what?
You begin to create symbols, both sort of the bullshit I normally say. and nothing happens.
Oh, fuck.
That's your action.
I thought that was just like a temporary thing.
Yeah, well, all right. Shoulda, coulda, didn't. All right, next up are the two cops who are having none of this.
Michael and Sally.
And Sally goes at you with a taser and she rolls a d12, which she shouldn't.
Stupid Sally.
She rolls a 17. That will hit you. And so you are hit with a taser for, let's say, 6 plus 2 points of damage. You get, that's 8 points of damage, Hank.
Oh boy.
Also, make for me a constitution saving throw, DC 17.
12 plus constitution is to do fail.
Okay, so you are in effect, basically the electricity courses through you. You have disadvantage for the next turn. And the other one pulls out their gun and fires at you, rolls an 8 and misses. However, the gunshot is like creates noise and you know it's not going to be long before the rest of the police have an issue with the fact that you just stole a badge.
So what's everyone else doing at this point?
Filge is up next. You guys are through the door.
I was heading towards the door, but I turn around.
You turn around, you hear a gunshot.
I turn around and I am surprised that no one has been killed by Freezer.
And I feel a little bit impressed.
Yeah, and I feel a bit proud. And then so I get on my skateboard and I'm going to go rescue him.
Where did she get a skateboard again?
She did, just go with it.
Okay.
Is my skateboard different to my wank board? Because I have that as well.
It's a separate board.
It
is, and it's also different to your cyber board, which is a kind of deck. So you have three boards.
Cowabunga. I just hop on my skateboard and I just plow through the crowd my skateboard.
For anyone else, I would say that skateboarding through a rioting crowd would cause problems for you. But like, assume that all the people running past you make dexterity saving throws to get away from the half-orc that is skating through them. And you make your way, landing daintily in front of the cops. That's your movement action. You still have an action.
So I can say something?
That's a free action. You can say something
and do something. Yeah.
Sorry, I've forgotten how to play. I go, hey, this is Johnny PlayStation's personal masseuse. We got to get him back.
Who are you talking about?
Freezer.
The man who just is holding a gun to the sergeant.
I'm saying it to Michael and Sally. I say, me part of Johnny PlayStation's crew.
This is my concern. That is something that in a calm moment you could absolutely convince someone of. But the Johnny PlayStation's masseuse, in the logic that Filge is suggesting, has just stolen a cop's badge and pulled a gun on him.
Yeah, and Johnny's going to be real mad about it, so we have to take him back to be disciplined.
Okay, DC 20 hard bluff check. That is...
Not a 20.
That's a 16, and your charisma of plus 0 means that they're not buying it. Sally?
Ugh.
Oh, this is no. Absolutely not. What do you reckon, Michael? Yeah, no. I mean, I think you two should come with us, actually. Yeah.
All right, great. Now, Bobby, quickly. You're just hearing commotion behind you. You race through the doors, and you can see a door at the end of the corridor flapping open and shut.
Yeah, I run towards it, assuming that Johnny's just passed through it.
Great. You race through it.
Me too. I'm following.
Yeah, in a second. Yep. You race through the door. You're not taking any precautions. You're just diving through that door.
Yep.
All right. And no, that's fine. And you make your way into a large garage, which is surprising.
A large garage?
Because you're on a space station.
Is it a mirage?
On a barge?
You all die.
How? Right.
Well.
All right, Sarge.
One while it lasted.
Good 2.5 years.
No, all right. It's surprising because you're on a space station, but it is a garage. And inside it, you still seem to find that word funny.
You just sang it so fancy. Anyway.
What do you call it?
Car hole.
Car hole.
I'm out in the car hole.
So inside the garage, you can see the two figures. One of them has a gun and is sort of scanning the room, hasn't noticed you yet, and they're both pulling a kind of hover dolly. And on top of it is a large hard case, humanoid sized, and they're pulling it towards a black van.
Okay. I'm going to...
I want you to quickly make for me a stealth check versus their passive perception. No, yeah, yep. Easily. They haven't noticed you.
Great. So I take it there's like banks of cars and stuff that I can sort of...
It's actually quite empty. There's about three cars, but they...
What's... Eden's got a question.
There are pillars and things.
Are they space cars? Like, do they have wheels or are they like...
No, they're actually...
Because we're on a
lot of them are space cars, but some people are into vintage and like classic cars, and those ones have wheels.
Because like, where do they drive to? Like,
no, you don't know yet. This is...
Hang on,
you've
got
never
one.
Been outside the arrivals lounge
yeah,
yet.
There it is. Right. That's the one.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
There you go.
That's nice.
Just whizzing past the window.
Yeah, yeah. Just I know where it is now. So wait, mention
it,
the cars again.
Hang on.
Do it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, nice.
That is nice.
That is very good.
Yeah. Just keep talking about them cars.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I'll put it in.
But it's low light, like any kind of garage, and there are pillars, there are shadows.
Okay, so I have one drink token left, which we said was a hard plastic kind of like disc.
Yeah, you have.
So I like frisbee that in the opposite direction that...
Very good.
A distraction, and while they're looking that way, I dash to the van if I'm close enough and sort of secret myself.
That's very good.
It.
Okay, so you throw a plastic drink token the other way and it clatters on the other side of the room. You already rolled 19 stealth, so that's fine for this whole turn. Almost without looking, and this is how trained these guys are, one of them flicks his gun, which is this slimline plastic device, and about 60 high explosive rounds destroy a side of the car park with what looks like terminal force.
I begin to regret getting into the car.
Are the two Stutes guys, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I think you just shot up a drink token. We could have had a drink with them.
No. They think they've heard noise.
Okay. Well, I'd say it's a possibility.
It was pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, I know it was. It's good. If I'm honest, I'm jealous that I didn't.
So, super powerful gun is the take home, and now I need you to make for
gotcha.
Me one more stealth check, which shows how well you're hiding underneath this van. You rolled a 4.
I'm a wheel.
Plus seven. That's 11. So you better hope that was a easy
check.
Oh,
no, +9 stealth.
+9, all right.
Do I bust through the door yet?
Yeah, Baston, you'll go.
So I bust through the door and...
Make a stealth check.
Okay. No, why would I do that for?
Okay, don't.
I just bust through the door, but I want to do a cool...
Kick of some kind?
Yeah, exactly. But I want to do a slide kick. So, like, when I get to the end of the hall, I'll slide and, like...
When we leveled up in Team of Annihilation, I was like, do you want to take a level of monk? And Eden was like, no, I haven't earned it yet. Okay, go on.
It wouldn't make any sense. And I slide through the door. And I don't know what's on the other side of the door, so I'm just going to slide through. And then probably, like, stand up like a gymnast.
like most garages, this is the floor is tarmac, so.
Okay, no, wait, I revised that. I'm gonna slide through, stand up, and be like, Johnny, I'm here! That's it.
Can I ask
That's
a quick question?
Yep.
The guys
That's
with the guns.
Your entire plan.
Yep. Are they still holding their guns or have they holstered them?
One of their guns is out of ammo, the other one is gun is holstered.
Okay.
So, all right, you run through the room. Bobby, you're so close to where they're loading, they spin around and one of them aims a gun at Eden. And in that moment, you have a reaction.
And is that the gun that's out of ammo or the one that...
Actually the act of the guy drawing his gun will give you a reaction attack. So if you want to, you can now really quickly do a simple action or make an attack.
Do I have my electric baton?
You still do have your cobra, yes.
I whip it out, and I just aim for his arm to make sure that he doesn't. So
okay, great.
Shoots.
You're gonna try a disarming attack.
Whack him.
All right. You roll a 20.
Yeah.
Your terrible hiding doesn't matter, and thank God for that. You whip out at this moment. A little halfling slings a telescopic baton and zaps his hand at such an angle that he loses control of the gun he is drawing. It clatters against a pillar.
Wait,
rebounds,
if I get a 20, does that mean that I can't
rebounds
get
and then lands in Bobby's other hand, who presumably puts a finger to his lips.
Now, gentlemen, I think we can all agree that the damage that I could create with this gun would certainly kill you quite dead.
Every time you've failed to hit someone, you've had like a beautiful pun, and that's what you have?
Usually I have time to think of it because I failed so badly.
Meanwhile, all right, quickly, Friezo.
So they're saying come with us, are they?
Yeah, Michael and Sally, they're like...
Well, they're attacking you to death.
I think you should Ben should have the choice to choose if he wants to not attack me to death.
Should he?
Ben, how do you feel about this? I feel like Dave's forcing you to do something your character doesn't want to do.
The well-developed character of Sally.
Yeah, she's...
Are you worried that I'm destroying the integrity of the character of
Absolutely.
Sally?
Absolutely. I mean, Sally had a voice. She had a past. We knew what her partner Michael was.
Flashback.
You know?
Flashback. We did that last month and it was great. All right, let's flashback to Sally's first day on the force.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sally.
Get fucked, Sally.
What?
Hey. Give her a chance. She looks like she could be a great cop.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Sally, there's dirty cops in this precinct. You got to watch who you align yourself with.
Here's some hand sanitizer. You're going to need it.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, no, Sally's full of shit. She shoots you. Not yet.
No, hang on. I want to use that flashback. It's like, I want to be like, we should do this by the book, Michael.
Yeah.
Or don't say that you'll take a bribe, Michael. We're cleaning up this precinct. You said you weren't like them. No, I'm taking him in.
All right. I step in front of Friezo and I say, how would you like to... take a bribe. And then I blink.
All right.
You've picked the two not crooked cops in all of Freeside. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, go on, how much?
Now, Dave, I'm looking at my inventory here, and the only thing I've got left...
No, you've taken everything. Filge has a... What is Filge's bribe?
I pull out that... box that someone gave us.
Oh, shit. Really?
Can I get in on this?
Yeah.
Because remember when we were
that
in
the box that Fairbanks gave you?
Seriously?
Oh, good.
I just feel like that's an integral storyline.
No. Pulls out.
Don't go meta.
Right.
Don't go meta.
All right. Then in which case, Frieza would know that's useful because he already tried to get into the control.
Yeah, you can try to stop me and let them.
All right. Sure. You could take the box. Or you could. So remember when we were in that bank in London and we killed that guy after promising him a motorbike?
Yes.
you don't have the motorbike anymore.
I know, but what I do have is his wallet that I pried from his cold dead hands.
So yes, you could take the boss, or you can have this dead guy's wallet.
I'm not going to phrase it like that.
It has family, a picture of his family and kids, I think.
Yes.
Precious memories.
Yeah.
Michael, you seem like a guy who might need to run from the cops pretty soon on account of this bribe you're about to take. So would you like this wallet with Michael, with Dykel McMichael's fake ID in it?
And before we roll the dice for that, let's flash back to Michael's first day on the force.
Now, guys, I just want you to know I have very sensitive nuts, so please... Nobody kick or hit me.
Oh! Get fucked, Michael!
Oh! Oh, no! Oh, they've gone all the way in!
Okay, that doesn't change shit.
Can I just say that... I'm sure you've realised this, Hig. But the bribe you have just offered Michael,
yes.
You've realised this, right?
Yeah. He will only need if he takes the bribe, correct?
Yeah. But... Which is worthless otherwise.
I don't think that he knows that.
Okay.
He also might already be a dirty cop.
Okay. I'm just going to, sorry.
Mate, you're sharing your internal monologue again.
So here's what we're going to do. We now have a opposed check. In the Filge corner, you have the opportunity to have a device made by an architectural genius. Julian Fairbanks, designer of the Needle, has created a cube of powers that we can only assume are pivotal to the story.
Give him the box, fuck it, I don't care.
On the other hand, you've been offered a wallet. Of a man whose identity you could steal because he's dead. So.
Oh, but does he look anything like?
No, not at all. Not, and he does not sound like him.
But
no.
Surgery in this modern age.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do.
I just don't see any reason why this guy would take this bribe.
But this is a persuasion check. Filge, add 10 to your roll.
I add 10 to my roll.
And Friezo, add nothing and what? Then feel bad.
It's persuasion. Okay, cool. All right, so persuasion is charisma. All right.
I got 16.
Whoa, boy.
So I need to roll a 20 for this to work.
Yep.
Can you...
No, you actually can't win, but go for it.
No, he can, he totally can win.
Oh,
No. Do it properly.
Two, three. No.
That's not your 20, mate.
21! Oh, wait, a 12.
Michael, the corrupt cop, takes the haywire cube.
No, he goes to take it.
Okay.
Oh.
And Sally's like, what are you... I guess you'll want this back. And then takes out from her jacket a bottle of hand sanitizer.
And... as she holds the box in front of his greedy bribe eyes.
That's my favourite song.
Can you second, Alex, not value judge the guy you are in the act of bribing?
Filch has very high moral standards. She holds it and then with the other hand, she punches him in the nuts.
He's got very sensitive
and
nuts.
Make an attack for me.
Make a nut check.
A nut check?
Nut check.
Quickly.
Nut check.
Maybe nut check.
It's a touch attack, I suppose.
Ha cha cha.
Yeah, it's just add your strength. He doesn't get his armor.
What's that?
You rolled a 4.
Plus 4. I got an 8.
You
missed me.
You miss him, and he grabs the haywire cube from you.
Yeah, and he's like,
hang on a minute. This looks a bit bloody fancy. You're not a bunch of bloody techno bloody terrorists, are ya?
Well, you are now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Meanwhile, all right, so our two guys are standing there. Their hands are up. One of their guns is empty. The other one has no gun. And you are holding a gun to them, Bobby, and it's your action.
Okay. Baston?
Yes.
Knock these guys out.
All right.
Okay, but before you do, give me something nice to dream about.
Give him a kiss, and then punch his lights out.
Yeah. You're running through a field, and there's a pony, a beautiful horse, but the pony's dead. And then he
slams both of their heads into each other. Yeah. I should roll a dice or something for that. 9.
You know, the funny thing is, I wasn't going to make you roll for that, but... The dice don't lie.
I didn't get a good contact there. Here we go.
No, I mean, they both go, ow.
Hey, that black hurt.
Oh.
It's like the worst outcome.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from.
You have an opportunity because of the really awkward way that they tried to knock you out. So you, Stoot Man 1, yep. You have an opportunity to try and make a dive for the gun. So
that Bobby's holding.
Yes, that's right.
That is aimed right at him.
Yeah, but this was awkward. This was all very awkward.
But I was
trying to... No, okay. You haven't... No, sorry. That's fair. You have an opportunity to grab Baston and make him a human shield.
Okay, yeah. I'll try to do that because I'm desperate.
DC 15. You roll a 7. You swing and you fail and...
We suck.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, we're really bad at this.
Did you just take a bribe from us?
I don't know what you're talking about. And he puts it in his pocket.
All right, so Frieza's going to bring out his shotgun again. And he goes, you know...
Wait, you're going to stop training the shotgun at the terrified sergeant?
No, that was a gun, wasn't it?
No, that was
right,
a shotgun.
I pull out the gun and hold
shotgun's
that
at him. Shotgun's two-handed
weapon. You already have a gun that is
out. How many hands do you have?
7. Look, you didn't know the whole time I had 7 hands, sorry. All right, so I'm gonna brandish the shotgun then and say...
Okay, the sergeant's free to move again.
Oh, no, I'm just showing it to them, so
show me what that looks like while not aiming your shotgun at Ben.
Can you just edge around to the side a little bit?
But they
bit
know
so
you
can...
have a shotgun.
I know, and I'm
that's
just...
That's why they're cross with you.
Let him finish. Can I help you in any way?
Yeah, just kill him. Fuck it, I'm done.
No, tell me. Finish the thought.
So what I want to do is threaten to call the cops on the dirty cop who just took a bribe.
They're not going to go for that.
All right, fine. I pull the trigger into this guy's stomach then. Bearing in mind, it's only going to wind him with a beanbag or maybe kill him with a beanbag.
No, we should let him try that. Like,
is it fair to let him try that?
Well, how hard, like... Hang on.
It's going to be very hard. You can absolutely try that.
No, it's fine, Dave. I'll just shoot him. It's fine.
Yeah, if that's what you want, Dave.
I pull the trigger.
This is my fault.
I pull the trigger into Sally's stomach.
But hang on. Hadn't you just accomplished exactly what you wanted? Like, you bribed these cops.
But I want the cue back now.
Well...
So you want to win everything, but with no cost?
Because sometimes things will just cost.
This is a game, though, isn't it?
Okay, all right. You fire. Make it quickly. Make an attack roll for me.
Where do I put the cheat codes into Dave?
I rolled a 2, Dave.
All right, the beanbag goes wild. And as the glorious thing about shotguns is they have 2 shots. So your shotgun is now empty. And Sally has noticed that you just tried to shoot her.
Did you miss? From like 1 yard away?
Roll
it. I was holding up to her stomach and I missed.
Oh, bugger. Oh, what do we do now?
I guess we run.
Should I bring the cop with me? I'll bring the cop with me. Phil just like, let's go. And I scoop up Michael. I grab him.
Yes. That's
I fine. Grab Michael by the head. And all 3 of us hop on the skateboard and we skate away.
Okay, so I want to make a point that the spell is broken now. The small amount of control that you had, Frieza, by having a loaded weapon is over because you've emptied it. So, Filge, quickly make a dexterity check for me. No, make a attack roll. This is going to be a grapple check. Opposed by his athletics, he rolls a 2. What do you roll?
7.
7 is enough. Flailing like idiots, Michael and you run at each other. You scoop him up and you start skating from the exit. Well, I suppose Frieza, you...
He's on my skateboard.
You're grabbing Frieza with the other hand.
No, Frieza's he's holding around my waist.
And Sally's just really just disappointed and goes to tell the other cops what's happened.
All right, the cops are noticing the gunshots and they're all clustering around Sally as you guys race towards... Where are you going?
We're going towards that ajar door.
All right, you race towards the door and fling your way through, knowing that the cops are fast behind you. Mm. You have another option here, Bobby and Baston. I'm going to say Baston this time. You can instigate.
Fighting the dudes?
I have a spare baton if you want to borrow it.
Yeah, throw me a baton.
I pass
no,
it to him.
No, wait, I take that back. And I kick him in the head.
Both of them?
Yeah, roundhouse. 3. This is all too familiar.
All right, make a attack roll to see if they can grab Baston and use him as a human shield.
6.
Nope.
2 Sally.
Everybody sucks.
Everyone sucks this time.
So, Bobby, you're still in control of the situation.
Okay. So I say, gentlemen, please load the container into the back of the van.
Or else
I will shoot you.
Yeah, right. This is. I don't need to
my
be persuaded.
Point is, my point is, it's an intimidation check. Oh. So
with I have the most power. I have a
it's
wall
very
destroying
low,
gun.
Surely.
It's advantage is what it is. So you roll 2 dice. Highest one, you need to get 15.
Jesus. I have a very powerful gun.
You got a total of 15.
Can you explain to me?
Yeah.
And I don't. It's not a rebellion here, but what do these two characters say?
This is the magic of D&D, really, isn't it? So
like what?
Because you have failed. With advantage, the modest task that was your charge. So we have to now make sense of it. So,
do you know I'm wearing an Armani suit?
Yeah. Do you think they just give them to people who aren't brave? I mean, they can. Like, there's no rule. Like, when you get
I think
buy,
we should make a stand right
I
now.
I think we should. And then maybe they would make a statue of us.
Yes. Let's stand back to back in defiance.
Yeah, let's do it. And
as they stand back to back,
no,
I go...
this is their action. So, okay. So, Stute Man 1, you dive at this moment, deciding for one reason that you have far more loyalty to the Vos Sido house than you have any reason to. Oh. You dive at Bobby. And Bobby, 17, he's going to hit you, but you get a chance to shoot him. Like, your threat was real, so you do actually get to do damage regardless. 13, right? So you hit him with plus your dexterity, and this is an Uzi, as I said, it was with a hair trigger. Like him, it empties itself immediately. So you do 3d6. All right, you do 13 plus your dexterity, 16 points damage. So you empty your gun into him, and he is in terrible shape, but he's not dead. And screaming in pain, he rips the gun from your hand and throws it to the far side of the room. And Baston, you already had your action, so the other one has an action now.
Oh, I could have used that gun. Thanks, champ.
But it only had one shot in it.
To the dying one.
Don't they only have one shot in them?
All the guns are empty, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He goes, you made a big mistake. I kind of liked him. Not much. Like, he was a bit
chill. I thought we were best friends. Oh.
What? You thought we were like, hang on, what? Sorry, what?
We spent a lot of time. You invited me to your house for that barbecue.
No, I invited like 30 people to that house.
Yeah, but fuck you.
What are you going to do?
I'm like really reeling from this. That's sad.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go. And you know what? You messed with the wrong stoot man. And he's just going to kind of, I guess, he's got a weapon, right?
He has a cobra as well.
Oh, he's got a little...
The extendable electric baton.
Yeah, he's gonna swing at Bobby with that.
All right, he swings at him, Bobby, and he misses. Oh. These guys are genetically engineered assassins, and they're shit. All right, meanwhile, so Frieza, at this moment, Frieza and Bobby burst through
Frieza
the door.
Frieza and Filch, yep.
Frieza and Filch, thank you very much. Burst through the door on a skateboard with Michael, the rent-a-cop, under their arm, and you're barreling down the corridor. Now remember, all the other cops saw you do this and they are racing towards the door.
I hop off the skateboard, yep. And I grab Michael by his ankles and I throw him upside down and I shake him. I shake him really hard,
like
by the ankles.
For loose change?
Upside down. For loose change,
and
loose
cubes. Yeah, loose cubes.
And the cube.
Yeah, just see what
falls
out.
And probably weapons.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Did he have the cube?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, I see what you did. I see what you did. All right, very clever. You got me. All right, I guess, hey, hang on. Do you know what? An incredibly dangerous device falls on the hard ground, and I'm
Why is it dangerous?
It's just a box, Dave.
I'm just going to roll a dice, and nothing happens.
Just as I thought.
Congratulations, Phil.
Quickly, Fraser, you also get an action before the cops make it to the door.
Oh, does anything else fall out on the ground?
Yes, sorry. That's actually... His keys fall out. A picture of his wife falls out. And a small vial of hand sanitizer.
Which one do you want?
I'm going to take the picture of the wife.
And the hand sanitizer.
Surprising no one.
All right, can I take two things?
You can use your entire turn and take everything.
Oh no! I'll use my free action and take the wife.
I'll use my free action. You'll use your move action.
Move action to take the wife, and in the one and in the same action
to take the wife.
Picture of the wife. Picture of the wife. I'm taking the picture of the wife and the cube.
No, hang on.
That's my action.
A move then. Equivalent action is to pick up one thing.
All right, fine. I use my whole turn and I take everything then.
Okay, all right. Well, because nobody secured the doors slam open.
Oh, doors.
And three rent-a-cops charge in, worried about their good friend, Michael.
Michael, are you fine? Are you well?
Oh, they just stole my lunch money.
No, that two of them have guns.
And
one
Phil's just like, yeah, what did you take? Michael.
And they fire at Filge, the terrifying half-orc. One of them misses, one of them hits. And the one that hits you, these are with sort of stun slugs. They're heavy metal slugs that kind of sort of weight you down to the ground. And it does 6 points of damage to you. But I'm also going to mark that you've been hit by one of these slugs. The other one misses, and the other one has a baton, and they're racing towards you guys. And now, quickly, Bobby, it's your turn.
Okay, so I, with my Cobra, I thwack that Stootman, Ben Stootman.
Yep. The one who's not dying.
The one who's not dying.
He's not dead, by the way. He's just very hurt the other guy.
My dick. God.
You roll a five. All right. Swing and a miss. Hey, better.
Swing.
Baston, you're next.
So there's one dude who's nearly dying, and there's another guy with a baton.
Who is feeling fine.
Yeah, I'm going to kick him in the face. Why not?
Who is?
You've got a sword.
Wait,
you've
got a sword?
You got a fucking magic sword.
Yeah. All right. Fine. I'll use the sword.
We're pulling out the name sword of Sergei von Zarovich.
I'll warn you, this is very sharp.
If you had rolled a one, I was going to make it bounce off a pillar and he would end up holding it. So you just miss. Next up, Stootman 1 and 2. Stootman 1 starts loading his gun. This is the hurt one behind a pillar. And he takes his whole turn and he loads his gun again. Stootman 2 reaches forward and just socks you, Baston, and rolls an 8. What is wrong with these guys?
We need to get some new dice.
It was
new
an 8. Dice. Oh my god. Okay, everybody misses in this low light garage. Next up is you. No, next up, the guards already went through, so it's you, Friezo.
We're going to keep. Are we in vision of these guys?
No, you're in the middle corridor between the garage and the arrivals lounge.
All right, I'm going
You can keep running.
Yeah, I'm going to keep running.
You guys burst through the doors. That's your movement action. You come into the room. You still have an action, Friezo.
We burst through the doors.
You can see.
Yep.
On your side, there is a man who is behind cover from Bobby, but in perfect sight of you. He's holding his side, bleeding, as he loads a small plastic pistol. And in the far distance, you can see a man really fuck up an easy punch.
All right, I run over to that man who's bleeding, and I say, "That wound looks infected. Do you need some hand sanitizer?"
If anything, he's surprised and overcome.
Yeah, I think it works. That's such a weird thing. I think
we're going to roll, but like he is in the moment.
In space, people are germaphobes, Dave.
Oh, it's Stootman 2.
Yes, this is you, Eden.
Stootman 2. Thank you. And I guess he squirts it on his wound.
Oh, that's going to sting.
And it really
Ow!
Stings.
Oh.
Ah!
Can you hold a loaded gun and apply
what ointment? What are you trying to accomplish beyond giving him something?
What were you doing? I was hoping that the wound would hurt as he did that, and I could grab the gun.
Does Stutman 2 recognize them from back outside?
No, because Friezo didn't try the door thing. Only Bobby did.
Okay, so this guy's a friendly stranger.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. Okay, so you want the guy to be so dumb that he squirts hand sanitizer into an open wound.
Otherwise, it's going to get infected.
All right,
there's all kinds of space diseases out there.
Oh, because he is still wearing security.
And look, it's an intelligence check.
I'm being very player friendly today.
Yeah,
I
a little too friendly player.
But I think that
got in his head.
He's lost a lot of blood, and I think Hing should have advantage.
Isn't that the same as two having disadvantage?
Hang on.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, disadvantage.
I do.
He's been shot by an Uzi. It's emptied into it.
Hey, Dave, and you're in charge here. You do what you
want. Yeah, Ben. Ben's not the boss of you.
This is the first time that you and me have had a disagreement, so I'm going to say on 4+, I'm right. On 3+, you're wrong. I'm right. Fuck off.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, he has a normal roll. However, 11, 12, the idiot that he is, he squirts hand sanitizer into an open wound. And he screams in pain, triggering a reaction, which means that you can now, if you want, make a disarm check on him.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. What do I have to roll?
You need to roll a... What's your dexterity?
My dexterity is +3.
So you want to roll higher than a 13.
What I did is I rolled a 2.
Why did you make me do that? In what world, King, had you made... Were you waiting, like, what do you need to roll? Were you... I've got dexterity +3. You need to roll a 2. Oh, cool. I got that.
In this world, for some reason, everybody's become this, like, fucking like Mr. Bean.
Filch has a turkey on her head.
You wasted everybody's time. All right. You clumsily swing at him, and at that moment, he realizes you are no friend to the bleeding. And at that moment, Filch bursts through the door.
And what can I see? I look around.
Okay. In the far distance, you can see a man clumsily swing at Baston. In the near distance, you can see with one hand, Friezo give misguided medical aid to a genetically engineered super soldier, and with the other hand, try and clumsily sock him on the jaw.
I see Friezo and I say, "Oh, so cute when you try to punch." And then I punch him.
You're going to charge him?
Stutman 2.
I hate to give you a cue.
And I haven't stopped running as well, so I've got extra punching.
You angry about anything?
You know what, Dave? Filch's dad was a cop.
Oh, here's a question. Was Filch's dad an orc cop?
We
or
haven't
a human
heard about
cop?
We actually, hang on. Which of Filch's parents. Are Filch's parents both half orcs, or does Filch have an orc parent and
wouldn't
a human
parent?
Wouldn't
that make it a quarter
parent?
Orc?
No.
Is that racist?
No.
It's more of an average.
I really want to.
Chinese? It's like.
I really want to drill in on this because.
What?
I want to drill in on this because we've never done this before. So, tell me about Filch's parents.
Filch's dad was a human.
Okay.
Cop.
Cop. In Faerun.
In Faerun.
A cop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, police goblin or whatever they're called then. I don't know.
He was a human police goblin.
A mercenary, yes, go on.
And her mother...
I love that you think that, like, in a fantasy world, if you call a cop a policeman, it's more accurate.
Well, they have law. We went to a tribunal, didn't we?
Yeah, but that you made up.
We made it up.
It was a rental tribunal,
I believe. And Filch's mum.
Filch's mum was the best fighter in the orc army, and she fell in love with the cop. But Filch's...
Police goblin.
Sorry, police goblin. Filch's dad's name was Phil.
And what's Filch's mum's name?
Oh, Gorkorn or something? I don't know.
All right, great. All right.
So the reason, but she loved Phil so much, but one day he left her mum for a fairy.
So now she... Do they have fairies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. You're doing great. Straight from the Feywild.
So she remembers the day that she walked in on her dad, the police goblin, having sex with a fairy. Oh, really? And she just gets so full of rage about cops because cops represent everything that she hates about humans and police goblins.
Okay, two things.
Wow.
Firstly, I'm going to give you a dice of inspiration for that. I find there's a silver dice. There's a big silver dice. Yep, that's yours. That's a free reroll anytime you want it. And on top of that, because you went into a rage, you have a bonus attack and you also have advantage for your main attack. So roll for me two d20s and then we'll roll another d20. And then reroll one if you want. You can do whatever you want. That's a great story.
It's a cornucopia of d20s. Thank you, Dave.
It's a one and a five.
No, a one and an eight. Thank you very much.
Okay, neither.
Now can I roll my next one?
Your second attack, yep.
And I get a 15 and a one.
You rolled a one with each of those. 15 will do it, but my God.
Which one of you put a curse on our D&D game?
All right.
And so I charge at that stoot man and I say...
Injured as he is. Which is good. You want that. That's good.
And I charge and I charge towards his gun to take it.
You can just punch it. You said you were punching him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm punching
him. I think when you're doing a frenzy attacks, they basically have to be very simple. So.
All right, so you're punching. That's
fine. Just roll that dice for me.
Five.
Five plus four is nine. You punch his head off. It's gone. His head is no longer there. And he collapses to his knees and he falls down dead. And then his head rolls to where Bobby is.
Hi, Bobby.
And the next up is the other stoot man who, horrified as he is, didn't take the time to reload his gun.
I feel quite bad about the last thing I said to him.
And he lashes out. He lashes out with a cobra. And Bobby, he hits you for 6 points of damage. And now I need you to make that constitution saving throw for me to see if you get zapped.
But zap, there's tons here.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. All right. That was a 13. You're okay.
I use my sword.
All right. Next up is Bobby.
I go to the body of Stootman 2.
You're going to race.
Make a dash.
You're going to have to race past the guy who's fighting at you.
I can move through him because I'm a halfling nimbleness.
Yes, you...
I can move through any creature that is the size larger than you?
You can. So normally he would get an attack, but you're so small, you fly right past him.
And so Bobby has, in this world, seen how vehicles work. I'm basically going through his pockets for keys for the van.
Okay, great. You search the body and you find a couple of things. There is a loaded gun, obviously. There is a BMW keychain with a key on it. You also see a strange stud that you don't know what it does, and a cred stick.
Great. So I take all of those things, and with my...
That was your move and your action.
Okay, but I don't get a cunning action, which is...
You can hide if you want, yeah.
Well, so I hide in the van.
No. No, that's not how it works.
Okay, all right.
You can hide behind the pillar, absolutely. Right, make a stealth check for me. You vanish.
Okay.
You disappear. And next up is Baston.
Okay, I'm going to use my sword and kill this guy. The Stoot Man 2?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Stoot Man 1, rather, I was fighting.
With the cobra.
18.
Yes, finally.
Thank God.
Yes.
Just thank God. All right, D8
plus four.
He seems kind of relieved.
Nine
points of damage. You do a sizable chunk of damage to him. Freezer, you're next.
I'm going to, so the cops are behind us coming through the door. Have they come through the door yet?
Not yet. They're in the corridor now because you kept moving forward.
All right, so I'm going to get on the other side of the barrier that Stoot Man 2 was hiding behind.
Great.
And then hide from the police as they come in.
Okay, make a stealth check for me.
Oh, that didn't
Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to... Do you mind if I roll for you?
Nine. All right, so you're great. Yours is 12. And Ooh. The next one up is Filch.
Filch.
She's very angry.
Oh, am I still angry?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, that's what you get, Dad. She just yells.
Which all of the dragon friends clock.
She's yelling that at the head on the floor.
Yeah. Which is by the van.
And then she notices the van.
Can I yell out?
Can I yell out?
Yeah. Free action.
Get
Free
Johnny
out.
In the van.
And everybody jump in.
Get Johnny in the van?
Yeah, he's in that case.
6 seconds.
Oh! I pick up the case.
Oh, the hard case that's on the hover dolly?
Yeah. Did you know that's how Taylor Swift escaped a hotel
room? Yes. No, it's how she got on stage in Australia.
Oh.
Adele.
That was Adele.
That was Adele.
Taylor Swift escaped a hotel room.
In a hard case.
Without the paparazzi knowing, yeah, by getting a hard case. Anyway.
On a hover dolly.
All right, roars forward, angry at the van for some reason, and drags the hover dolly towards the van and slams it so that it goes up the ramp and it smashes into the back of the hover dolly, perhaps doing some kind of physical trauma to the world's greatest pop star. And the next one up is the remaining Stoot Man.
Yeah, like, this has been a really bad day for me. I've been attacked by a sword. I lost an acquaintance.
You're half dead as well. You're bleeding from an attack by a magical sword.
Eat baton. It's my. I call it Alain de Baton.
And with that.
What?
With that.
Why would you call it that? No.
Yeah, no. It works. That hits Baston. And it does 4 points of damage.
Ouch.
You rolled a one. And Baston, make a constitution save for me.
Not cool, man. I don't like that dice.
You love it.
19, yeah. I'm fine.
Jump up. All totally right, and then Bobby, you're up next.
I shoot Stoot Man 1.
Dexterity attack. Attack, normal attack, like a short bow. Empty clip. You still have your movement.
So I jump into the driver's seat and put the keys in the ignition.
All right, you're in the driver's seat. Excellent. Next up is you, Baston.
More killing. I'm going to slice this bitch up. Yeah.
11 plus your attack brings you to
plus
16.
Four. Yeah,
yeah.
Plus so five, that's okay.
Oh, so 15. That's still enough. All right, so legend only speaks of the great sword that was the name sword of Sergei and Von Zarevich, now your own, and with its magical powers,
damage.
10 points of damage is enough to kill this man as you cleft him in twain, and you still have your movement.
You should have been nicer to your friend. And I go in, I jump in the back of the van to be with Johnny.
Friezo.
So how far away, have the cops haven't come through the door yet?
No, they haven't, but they're right up against the door.
Okay, how far am I away from the van?
About 15 feet.
All right, I'm running to the van then.
Get into the van, yep. Filch?
I hop into the van.
Into the van?
Yep.
Yep, you're inside the van as well. The door slams shut and inside a garage, impossibly on top of a space station, incredibly on top of a needle, unbelievably on top of a casino. Strange and weird are the dragon friends hurtling to a future that they know not, but with, as the dots of red flash on their necks, they know that this world is not long for them, one way or another. Transportation or death awaits them. Johnny PlayStation now at last in their custody as they hurtle towards oblivion and the next adventure of the Dragon Friends. Thank you! We are going to take a very short break and we will be right back.
Can I say that was an entire half of combat? Would you please give a big round of applause to Dave Harmon?
It's 100% the hardest thing to do.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Griner and Michael Hing. NPCs played by Ben Jenkins and Eden Lacey, DM'd by David Harmon, music by me, Benny Davis. Shakira Khan designs our website and does a whole bunch of tech stuff for us. That's all. Oh, listen to Free to a Good Home as well. That's Ben and Hing's podcast, and they've got Alex Lee on it this week. So you're getting three Dragon Friends for the... there's no price.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.